Welcome back to Absolute Cuts. We're still at Kai's for another week.
We did just stay.
We let you know we secret here. We're just recording this straight after we did the last one, so we can't even tell you about.
I pretended at the very end of the last episode that I hadn't seen Flight.
What?
I watched it yesterday.
So we can't tell you about the shenanigans we have undoubtedly got up to in Dublin. Not been yet.
We're not been yet. Because I have to go to Ireland, so we can't film next week, so we had to double up this episode.
But we'll fill you in the next one. After this. Over what we got up to in Ireland. But if the fucking national news haven't reported it, because whoa, when you let a couple of shaggers like me and you loose in the on the Emerald Isle, fucking
martial law.
Lock up your livestock.
I've never heard someone say lock up your livestock. It's harrowing.
What I like about doing it at Kai's is you have to get uncomfortably close to each other. Like we're the magic of the wide angle. But we are literally almost on each other's laps here. Which will mean nothing to you if you're just listening in the audio.
But at the same time it's like we're both sitting in a jammed bus together.
It does. It does feel like that. Still a lovely date.
It actually fucking did change.
There was I get weirdly paranoid before. I saw an old woman and I didn't realise she had a dog, but the dog had obviously gone in to Kai's driveway and I thought she was fucking coming in here.
I can fucking hear your language.
Exactly.
I can hear your language from here.
That'd be amazing if Kai got complaints from his neighbours.
Oh, that's great. Just is that that Absolute Cuts podcast? Love it, but that you shut up. I think where it might have been I feel like people are like, God, you must have some reach, you know. Like the last episode you're on about, we had listeners in the Bahamas and fucking thing. And but I reckon it's just them, it's just one each.
Aye,
each country has one each.
We lost our United Arab Emirates.
Oh, it was a one week thing.
Yeah, I think it was. They might come back.
Well, we'll see. Let's keep an eye on them.
So I always say about the United Arab Emirates, let's just keep a wee eye on them. Don't let them get above their stations. Just watching you. do you want to get straight out of the film this week?
Aye.
Because we've not had a week to chat about various nonsense.
Various fuck all. I haven't figured. I'll be going back to Ireland as well, so I will get loads of Eugene stories because I found out that Eugene, this is only from a Discord, from the NFL Discord, right? And I haven't been back to question what had happened, but basically Eugene was out on a jazz and blues festival at the weekend in Dunfanaghy, and they couldn't find him. They couldn't find where he went after, and then they got back to the house. Thomas said, my brother said, he got back to the house and basically Eugene was just covered in sand clutching his leg. And they're like, what happened? And he goes, fuck it, fell over a wall climbing onto the beach.
Maybe he's been training for the Olympics. The long jump.
And that man's fucking he's so stitched up, you know, like he's like your man Murphy in fucking RoboCop. He's so stitched up that anytime he's like, I'll batter that lad, and my mum's like, Eugene, if you throw a punch and not land, it would still kill you. You just fall apart. So stop talking like this. So that's why she's like, why are you climbing over walls on beaches at 4 a.m?
That's surprising me, because you've previously told us that your dad doesn't like any music apart from Kris Kristofferson. What was he doing at a jazz and blues festival?
Oh, no, it's the local town, Dunfanaghy, where we live, and they live, has a jazz and blues festival.
Wait, what was it called?
Jazz and blues.
No.
Dunfanaghy.
Dunfanaghy.
Yeah, some people call that. I mean, it's a part of Donegal where like all like South Protestant Belfast people come to buy holiday homes at for the summer. Every summer someone changes the D to a H on the way into the town. Genuinely. And that's just one sign before somebody put an ER in Dangerous Bend ahead, which is very funny.
Yeah.
That's top tier.
Dunfanaghy's what I say when I leave your mum's house.
Fuck's.
What have you been up to? Dunfanning.
Dunfanning.
This week's film is Flight.
Yes.
But now you hadn't seen it.
No, I hadn't seen this.
Before. Did you like it?
Yes. I'll tell you what. I loved the start. And then got bored a bit. And then I left it because I was not paying attention for about 10 minutes. And go, no, I got to pay attention. This seems like a good film you have to pay attention to. So I stopped it and then came back to thing going like, oh, it was a good start, leveling out. And then the end's excellent as well. So it's really good that overall.
I totally agree.
I was losing it and then it came back.
It does get boring as fuck in the middle.
Parts that you're just like, oh, get it.
But
like then it gets really good at the end. Some really good scenes.
So if you've not seen it, it's really really well. I think he was even nominated for an Oscar for this. I don't know if it was nominated for like best film or anything like that. Big Denzel, who this is the first Denzel Washington film we've done, isn't it?
I've got a bad one for you.
What?
I'm not a massive Denzel.
Fuck off.
Yeah. That's another one of the upsetting ones.
Jesus.
I don't know why. I like The Equalizer. I like Training Day. I like he's good. He's always good, but I'm never like, oh, Denzel's in this, can't wait to see it.
I think there's two actors I can think of off the bat that I don't think I've ever seen them do anything badly.
Oh,
Gene Hackman is one of them.
I'll tell you what, I can't think of anything he's done bad either.
Because even if it's a shite film.
Yeah, he does carry it.
Big Denzel is still absolute class. Like
that American Gangster was pretty shite.
Oh, but that's great
He was great in it. I don't think it was that good. It was. It's like a bad copy of 40 good films.
Yeah.
I still enjoyed it.
I even watched a film with Mark Wahlberg. It's called like Two Guns or something like that.
I like that.
That's quite good, isn't it? It's quite good.
I enjoyed Two Guns, yeah.
It's all of the twists in it as well.
I didn't mind Two Guns.
But yeah, so he's a pilot who... he's an alcoholic. What I love about the start is, right, that you see this dude that has woken up next to a lady... And he starts the morning by just tanning the rest of the beer he's got sitting on his bedside table.
Yeah.
Then he tans a huge, big slug line of coke.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, because he keeps saying our flight's at nine.
Yeah.
Then the cunt emerges and he's the pilot. And you're like, whoa, this mad bastard's flying the plane.
It's great.
Yeah.
I fully enjoyed it. That very first scene, even because she's running around fully naked. And I was like, Christ, this is not the film I thought. Like, immediately I was like, Christ, I didn't expect.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'd be like, it sounded like an old woman, Prude. I didn't expect nudity and a Robert Zemeckis film, which I didn't realize until the very end of the film.
Yeah.
Kind of directed by him. And I went, oh, fuck.
That's Robert Zemeckis, this week's horny guy. Wee horny guy. It's the first time it's not been a character. It's been someone that... The first time it's been the director of the film.
Okay.
Because there's absolutely no need for her to be not just topless, but
absolutely.
Everything. You see, like, it's full frontal.
Yeah.
Within 20 seconds of the film starting, gets out of bed, minja go-go.
Minja go-go. I don't know why I thought it was a fucking Inspector Gadget came to my head. Go-go Gadget Minge.
Fucking Go-Go Gadget Minge just goes out and grabs a come here, you fucking
oh fucking Christ.
But there's no need for it. I'm not prudish in the slightest, and sometimes I welcome full frontal nudity in major Hollywood pictures,
but look, I sounded like a prude bringing it up, but it caught me out of
it.
And for some reason, Denzel's never usually in that. He's done dark films, but I never.
Yeah,
Denzel's rarely absolutely hammering someone.
No, that's true.
Or the bad guy, not like a baddish kind of guy. Yeah, that's not true. He's been training day. There's just something like it. Like, it's just, for me, for some weird reason, it was just like a scene after Tom Hanks reeled some prostitute.
Yeah, it is.
You're just like,
it is.
Got it.
Aye.
So Robert.
Aye, because Zemeckis, This is probably, this is definitely the darkest film he's ever made.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I'm kind of going. Well, actually, you know what, in fairness to me, I didn't know it was his until the end of the film.
Because I love Robert Zemeckis.
Like, yeah, he's very good.
Back to the Future, three films I fucking adore. Forrest Gump.
That's all right.
Yeah, Castaway.
Enjoy.
But then around about this time, he made like A Christmas Carol and the Polar Express. Oh, so God. I think he's just gone, I've had enough of this. This animated shite. It's tits and fanny right from the start here.
he gets the script and it's about a plane and he's like, I'm putting it in anyway. I'm putting it in anyway because like, frontal nudity caught me off aware. So he is the horny guy because you're right. It added literally nothing. No. He could have literally just woke up and did both those things without her.
Well, no, because you
can't...
Even
if she was still in the bed.
Anything. You need to establish that the two of them are in a relationship for the rest of the...
Yes, yes.
He's the pilot, but he's basically banging one of the stewardesses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when they get in the plane, there's turbulence at the start.
Yeah, yeah.
Which he does that fucking class move where he finds a wee sliver of black that if he can get in it, it's like an air pocket, and that'll level them out again.
Yeah.
And then it's because he's so fucking charming. Even when he goes out and to explain it to the passengers about the turbulence, he's pulling gags.
he's talking about
like the raptors destroying the. It's just like everyone fucking loves him.
They're like, we're in safe hands.
Again, they clap. We were talking about this final destination. Once they get out of the turbulence and everything goes quiet again, they all clap.
I've gotten out of turbulence where people clapped.
Really?
Yeah. We kept. Like, it was going to Derry. It was just a nightmare. You got a turbulence and they came out. It was one of those things. We had the runway three times and had to go up.
London Derry.
What was that?
See how podcasts have that... like that, the thing that... the road thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can have, like, eight different preset noises.
Oh, you want to just hit it?
I want to have one. Well, I want to have one for a wee horny guy.
Yeah.
We need to start getting this. So we'll get that. But then anytime you call it Derry, I'm just going to press a button and it goes, London Derry.
Well, thank God. Thank God I do the videos because it would have been funnier if you just had like a disclaimer every time I said it in brackets. He means London Derry. Be like, fucking, take that down. Take that off the fucking internet. I'll be claiming. I'll be the guy like the hawk people that keep annoying me.
Yeah.
It starts off with that. It was full on. He gets on the plane. He's quite good at acting buzzed, is the way I'd say. Like, he was quite active, you know, because the fucking wanker.
The co-pilot. Who's also, he's a prick. Right? Because he turns out there's a really creepy as fuck scene because he gets paralyzed in the crash.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, my legs, because they keep him in a coma.
Yeah, yeah.
Washington escapes.
They keep him in a coma because he's annoying.
Yeah, yeah. He escapes fairly unscathed, Denzel Washington. He's got a couple of cuts to his eye and he's got some bruising on his wrists.
The ligaments in his knee, but that's like.
But that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas this guy loses his legs.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah.
But then Denzel Washington goes in to see him and he keeps saying, oh, God chose that flight, and then his creepy wife beside him goes, "Our Lord Savior Jesus Christ."
Yeah.
It's just a fucking.
That was weird as fuck. Yeah. They made him pray, didn't they?
Yeah, they made him pray. Yeah.
Anybody that's too religious, it's always like.
But he can tell he's pished. Right from the word go.
Yeah, yeah. He caught it. Like, immediately. He's deeply uncomfortable. Yeah. He was also good at acting uncomfortable.
And he doesn't even stop. That's what I love about it. He doesn't even wake up. Pished and go, because like there's that thing, right, where it doesn't really happen that much. Well, I suppose it does, not in the world we work in, but yeah, you hear about it every year. They'll do a campaign where there's cops out during the mornings in December because loads of offices have their Christmas nights out.
Yeah,
and then folk will get pished the night before. Not wake up, think they're just hungover, but not realizing they're still well over the limit.
And then
fucking arsehole will pull them over and go, "You're actually over the limit." And you go, "I've not drunk this morning. You were drinking last night." Well, of course, I was drinking last night. It was last night. Arsehole. But so Denzel Washington doesn't even do that. He doesn't go, "Christ, I might still be pished the night before." He keeps drinking. He like tans three wee bottles of vodka. Like
that's his leveler. He was looking for a little black spot in the clouds to level out the plane for the turbulence.
And he does it while he's talking to the passengers.
Yeah.
It's not like it's clearly not the first time he's done it, because he's given this full fucking hitting out the gags, charming everybody.
Yeah.
And this other hand's unscrewing three bottles at a time and pouring in it an orange juice. And you're like, yes, this man's a proper pro.
He's also charming the all of the other, not like the air hostesses and all that type of shit. So what happens again? You don't know. He just all of a sudden goes into a nosedive.
Well, they find out at the end of the film that there's like a screw the thread on it was buggered, and what it did was it jammed and it made one of the whatever the thing at the back, the flap at the back, of the wing or the tail. And that forces him into this massive dive. But then he pulls some proper maverick shit.
Yeah.
Where he flies a jet upside down. Like, fucking jumbo jet upside down.
And there was an air hostess that wasn't...
She wasn't strapped.
She wasn't strapped in, so she fucking killed her.
She gets rattled about the place.
She was ragdolled about the place.
I've never seen anybody take as many hits.
I don't know why it's so funny. Like, it was just brutal.
Is it? No, it's not. It's his girlfriend. It's the girl he's with at the start that goes to save the kid.
Yes.
She dies a proper hero's death.
Yeah, she puts the kids... it's the other one.
But the other one is just wandering the galley, telling people to put their fucking seatbelts on, and then...
she give a good... Put on your seatbelt, or this will happen.
Yeah, there's a really horrible bit, actually. It's proper squeamish, where the plane's upside down, but her foot's got caught in one of the luggage rack doors. And she's basically swinging, just getting battered against the top of seats like that. It's like, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, but I was screaming laughing at that part. I was like, it's so funny. Everything that possibly could go wrong. It's like, who let loose golf clubs?
Who the hell brings their own bowling ball in a flight?
It's flying around, smashing people.
Javelin? What the fuck?
How did you get this through security?
All of this should have been in the hold.
Aye, that was fucking...
I thought... Because the way they do the crash is well cool. I think it's a class scene.
It was. It was absolutely brilliant. The upside down, and then when they're leveling off.
Yeah.
And then it looked like he was aiming for a church.
But the way they actually do it, the way he explains it, you go, that's really fucking cool, actually.
Yeah.
Because he's like tipping it and rolling it like that. And then at the exact precise moment, he gets the head stewardess to fucking hit the thrusters so it gives them enough power that they can then level it again.
Cool. It was, yeah. It was really, even because they show the crash sometimes as well, like as if it was a phone footage.
Yeah.
And usually phone footage is faked in a film is shite.
Yeah, yeah.
It always looks stupid, but this one looked great.
Yeah. And the crash is well cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
And when they show you, there's two folk coming out that are... Also, characters in the film are coming out of the condos, and the plane flies by them
upside down.
And you're like, fucking, that's well. But yeah, it does look like he aims for a church.
Oh, that
takes
great.
A spire right off.
Yeah, and they both look each other.
Yeah, and then there's all the fucking polyphonic spree are kind of hanging around the bottom, like just the hunters in white robes.
But what the and they were. Do you know what the worst thing was? They were. It's quite funny if you imagine from their point of view, so they're all praying, and next thing they're all like wandering in their little fucking robes, and then they look up and a jumbo jet's flying at them.
If only you would give us a sign.
They're all scattered. Every time you see the video, there's like two or three of them falling over, going, fuck. What are we praying? End up hit by a jumbo jet. And they come back every night, don't they? Every day to like pray.
Yeah.
To the fucking.
Like, but aye, so he pulls off a move that. They later explain they put 10 of the best pilots in the country in simulators and not one of them could land the plane.
Yeah.
Everyone died. They crashed it. So he is like fucking... And then he's like a hero, like that Sully guy who landed on the Hudson River.
Yes.
And then the toxicology report comes back.
So basically, he proved
fucking hammered.
If they imagine if they made them 10 pints in, do a line of coke, do a couple of things, yeah, in the all land.
Like, we're gonna have to really rethink our training program here.
They fucking get it. That's what they come out of it. You need to be hammered if you want to be driving our plane.
So yeah, then it starts getting boring because
it's quite high octane.
Yeah.
And then it starts getting into the story, and they have to do it.
Yeah.
There's no other way. Like, all right, lawyers and union reps turn up, and I'm right. And then, like, about 45 minutes of lawyers and union reps, I'm like, right, this is...
I don't hugely mind the lawyer, because is it Don Cheadle you don't like?
No, I like...
I thought it was... I always thought you had a beef against Don Cheadle.
I don't actually like it. I don't like... Oh, no, you know who you're thinking of? The other person in the wings in Marvel...
I'm thinking, oh, so it is.
That's why you've
Anthony Mackie. That's
like
who you hate.
Sounds like you're being racist. Yes, but really, it does. No, it's a Marvel.
It's
thing.
A Marvel. It's genuinely a Marvel
Anthony
thing.
Anthony Mackie.
Yeah, that's who you don't
fucking
like. Yeah,
Anthony Mackie for a burning passion for.
Why?
It's like he's fucking.
I can't think of anything he's been in that we don't know
shit.
You that much.
He's ruined so much. He's now Captain America.
Yeah,
ruined it.
Yeah,
he was in the second season of Altered Carbon. Ruined it. It was Joel Kinnaman's great show, and then he fucking ruined it. He's ruining shit. Black Mirror.
He's in Black Mirror, isn't he? Yeah.
He's in the pumping over the video games. Don't know. Just an odd person I don't like. I have no real reason for it. It's like Drew Barrymore. It's like Anthony Mackie, Drew Barrymore. They're like, explain it. I go, no reason. They're pretty decent.
Yeah. That is weird.
Just their faces.
Drew Barrymore also weird because Drew Barrymore's not been in anything of note since... Yeah, Scream,
it was
really?
It was a kid thing. My one when I was a kid, though, was always Macaulay Culkin.
Really?
I wanted to rip his fucking head off. Richie Rich drove me fucking insane.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Because I was a poor Irish boy.
But you must like Home Alone.
Rat bastard. Didn't when I was a kid. Do now.
You didn't like Home Alone when you were a kid?
I hated him.
Fucking hell. Had
a burning. My favourite thing was blowing my muck to My Girl when he died with all the bee stings.
He needs his glasses. All right, give him his fucking glasses so he can see me coming.
Hated him. I do now. I don't know. I just got over it.
Yeah. Have you seen the cool thing? Just a side note.
No.
There's a cool thing where...
I thought it was on the phone. Have you seen the cool thing?
So there's a picture of Macaulay Culkin wearing a Ryan Gosling t-shirt. Right, and it was like a press photo or something. And then there's another photo of Ryan Gosling with a picture on his t-shirt of Macaulay Culkin wearing that Ryan Gosling t-shirt. And then there's another one where it's Macaulay Culkin wearing a t-shirt of Ryan Gosling wearing the t-shirt of Macaulay Culkin wearing...
That's great.
It's got like five different levels. Gosling, if you keep going down and down and down, it sees it.
Gosling's so funny.
Ah, he's got a fucking class.
That guy's hilarious. He's unbelievable in Barbie.
I've still not seen
so Barbie. Funny. You have to wait.
I know. I still
you have to
can't
wait till the hair grows out before you can go. But it does get boring, but it's still decent. John Goodman's character starts shite and then gets really good.
I think he steals both the scenes he's in. I think he properly steals.
He annoyed me at the start a little bit. I was like, it's a stupid character. It reminded me of Woody Allen's character in 2012.
Yeah.
A bit manic and stupid. But then he's then at the end, like the funny, he is class in it.
He's just like
John Goodman.
Yeah, I love John Goodman. Yeah, he's just a drug dealer.
Yeah.
But like an incredibly drug dealer to the stars.
Yeah. Oh, he's so amazing.
Because at the start, when Denzel Washington is still in hospital, he brings him.
Porn, doesn't he?
He brings him porn. Yeah, he does bring him porn. Then he brings him a liter of vodka. And then at this point, Denzel Washington, you think he's going to not... That's him stop drinking now.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
And he's like, nah, take that away. Take that away. Just bring me. And then he needs decent painkillers. Because John Goodman goes to the medical doctor's notices. Let's see what kind of shit they're giving you.
Yeah,
and then he starts rhyming off, where the fuck's the diamorphine? Where's the...
What is this weak shit? We did the good stuff. I love the fact as well. Oh, do you know what a fucking main thing that start pissed me off at the start? You know the one thing. His fucking name's stupid.
Oh yeah.
Whip. That's what put me off. Whip Whittaker.
Yeah.
That's a comedy name if you're making a comedy guy.
Yeah.
Like Barry Bollard.
Yeah. Barry Bollard.
You don't fucking. It's just that like Whip Whittaker, Barry Bollard,
Whip Whittaker, because it's short for William, which I can't.
What?
No, because I remember, because I've seen this film quite a few times, and it was when at the start I was like, oh yeah, I forgot his name's Whip. I was like, I wonder what the fuck that's short for. And then later on, he reveals to the junkie he starts going out with, which is the proper boring part. Yeah, I didn't mind that. Totally I didn't mind the court case stuff. I didn't mind the lawyer stuff.
But that it was kind of what I meant. But I know what you're saying. When you said Dutch Del, I was like, no, I don't really mean that. I kind of mean just the build up to the actual court case, which was just right,
because you need to see him turning to drink again.
You have to, yeah. It's all fully necessary, or the show would, it would actually be shite if they didn't do it. Because it sets up the end. Like, you couldn't just like skip onto it and then go, he's drunk, and then here's the court case. You'd be like, right, that was pretty weak. It makes it a better film, but it was for a while going.
But yeah, he reveals his name as William, and I can't understand how you'd get Whip.
Willie Whittaker?
From William. Aye, Willie Whittaker, that's a much cooler name.
Willie Whittaker?
Yeah.
Whip Whittaker, aye.
Willie Whittaker, is that a guy with a chocolate factory? No, it's a different guy.
Is it Whip with a WIP? It's not Work in Progress, Whittaker. Oh, fuck it. Whip Whittaker was a stupid name. That sent me off the deep end straight off at the start. I'll get to the end of the thing at the time. I did watch it on 9/11. That's what it is.
Oh, so you did, yeah. Because
you told me to find and watch it. It was quite funny. It was like watching Downfall at a quarter to eight. Trying to work out the clock. Doesn't work if you don't have a... needs to be an analog.
So that's when it gets boring, when he starts going out, while he's in hospital, he goes out for a smoke at one point and then bumps into the girl.
I couldn't figure out that actor.
The guy, you basically turn up. The wee cancer-ridden guy who fucking creeps up the stairs.
He is quite like he would do a good job acting as me.
That's another thing we're going to get as a wee button thing. People that Cullen looks like in the film, he's the best so far. Like even films we've done with aliens and shit in them.
Okay, right.
He's been the most Cullen so far.
I do agree. I won't even argue with him. He just turns up. What was this thing? He wasn't a conspiracy theorist. He was just annoying. He was creepy with her, was he?
Aye.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, he was creepy-ish.
He's just a guy. Because she explains that he's got chemo brain. Like, apparently, if you do chemotherapy, it fucks you up. Aye. Some mum did it.
Aye.
But she's a proper junkie. Like, she's Because there's a bit where she proper ODs. Because she goes to...
Oh, that's right. That's
just bizarre, where she goes to pick up heroin. But she goes to a porn set.
Yeah, so yeah.
Her dealer is obviously someone she knows well, but he's also a porn director.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, God, fuck yeah. You'd be perfect for this. Yeah. He starts naming the characters.
he's made
you can be Belinda.
It's called The Beast with Two Backs. And then when he gives her the heroin, he goes, right, now this stuff, this is the Taliban. Right, don't shoot it.
Like, it's called the Taliban.
Whatever the fuck you do, do not shoot this. And then within five minutes...
Of course you're going to shoot the Taliban. That's what we all do to the Taliban. She does OD, you know what the funny part is? She also finds him drunk one night. And she looks at him like, oh, I'm sorry.
I know.
Like, you fucking... She was shooting up between her flaps about 10 minutes ago.
She does. She does get very morally righteous. She starts going to AA,
I was like, I'm fine with this. But I'm not fine with one of them all of a sudden taking some sort of moral high stance. Where I was like... I know she's trying to help him, but...
He gets really fucked up. On a couple of occasions, he gets mortal drunk. Like, utterly gutted.
Mortally.
Like...
Stocious is the word we would use.
Stocious, yeah, stocious is that, yeah. Tell you who told me, he taught me a new one yesterday. Michelle McManus. McManus was on our radio show last night when we were recording it, and she came up, she said one night she was absolutely tatty-bangled.
Tatty-bangled. Tatty-bangled's great.
It's absolute class.
Because you could actually fucking, like, you know, use most stupid-sounding words and just put ode at it.
Oh yeah, you could.
Gazeboed.
Gazeboed.
Yeah. I got Muller Crunch cornered. Doesn't matter. You can kind of sell it sometimes. That's like you're trying to send me Cockney rhymes. We can just add you know, like ways of
yes,
being, that's harsh.
Aye, let's do that. We'll do that. And we'll do that on socials.
Aye,
try and come up with the best one.
I got absolutely ring lighted. Like what? Ring lighted up.
Fucking Judy Dench last night.
Judy Dench, yeah. Actors is a good one.
Yeah, it is actually.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
But I also didn't like the fact that he starts going out with her. That just didn't sit.
No, it didn't sit with you.
I don't think.
It was a weird couple.
Think they'd have been attracted to each other. Even though they've got the commonality of both being addicts, I just don't think they'd.
She's very.
She's an arsehole.
Yeah. Georgie arsehole.
Yeah. She's quite a boring character. Doesn't really fuck all to anything.
I couldn't remember. I know she's in loads of stuff. She's an English actress, but I can't remember. She's a good actor.
Then she just disappears.
But they don't have anything at the end. She just fucks off and leaves a note. And I'm like, well, all of this was pointless. Like, her whole thing was pointless.
Yeah.
There was not. You learned nothing from it. She was just there to chat to him.
It was just to have the idea of a love interest.
Puck fucking pointless, eh? So basically, get rid of the shitey Bryce Dallas Howard or whatever you call her.
She does look like Bryce Dallas. Mm. There's a couple of actresses that look. Jessica Chastain looks another like Bryce Dallas Howard as well. Yeah. I'm so impressed with the amount he can drink. Like when he goes to the hotel bar,
was the great one.
Because Don Cheadle's, John Cheadle's a prick. Because everyone, like, kind of, when I was reading about this, folk were going, there's no likable characters in it. I quite like Denzel Washington in it. I know I'm a big fan. He is a piece of shit, but.
Yeah. He does it. He turns around then. It does. Everything. I like it.
But even Cheadle's, Cheadle's arguably worse. Because right from the start, he goes, look, I know you were high as fucking coke.
Yeah.
I know you were out your mind. Because he says something like, you had a 0.27 on your toxicology report. The drink driving absolute limits, 0.04
in
America. So he was fucking wild.
And he's
going, but don't worry, I'll quash all that. He's an absolute piece of shit.
He tries to pass it off as like, what you did here was magic. What you did here was unbelievable, but you're really just like...
But again...
I don't lose court cases. He's done one of those lines.
But again, I'm not... I'm in two minds over whether... He should have been just, even if they found out where they found out he was pished, whether they should have just let him off with it.
I'm for this. I mean, if you've pulled off, if people are going like a miracle thing has happened, then you go, okay, well, you know, you're not allowed to fly again.
Because,
but
also,
jail for the rest of your life for saving. I know six people died, so I know that you have to do all this shit. I get it.
But then, see, if no one had died, would there have been any investigation into it at all? Because the whole thing with the court case is the fact that he'll face manslaughter, but the only reason they bring it up is because the airline want to blame the manufacturers, and the manufacturers want to blame the airline. So nobody wants the cost of this.
Yeah.
So I suppose, but then if nobody had died, there would be no compensation for anyone.
So, bit of a mixed bag. Is that red light flashing?
Aye.
What does that mean?
No idea.
We'll go ahead then until it's fucking happens.
It's done it before.
Has it? All right. Well, it's probably near
we
the
should
end
really just... read the manuals for these.
Yeah.
We will when we get all the new stuff.
Yeah, which is coming. That's why we're in fucking Kai's house. Yeah. So we're going to have a whole new thing.
What was I going to say there?
Do you know, I think it'd be realistic though. You know, when he did a line of coke at the start. If it was a realistic one, he'd just be doing a line of coke and then going to the airport and then just charging people for their bags. That's over. You gotta get rid of that fucking fur coat or your grand's ashes.
The scene at the end when he's in the hotel, so they get him to a hotel. They manage to keep him sober for 8 days.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the hotel room and he goes to the... He's drawn to the minibar and it's all just soft drinks. All right, cool. They've thought ahead. And then he hears this banging while he's trying to sleep. And somebody's not locked. The room is flashing really fast now.
Hey, how am I going to cut that?
I'm going to have to. Exactly. That's just the most awkward edit point possible.
I'm going to keep it in. The fucking we were chatting about the thing. I'm going to keep it in. You'll see the whole that the thing's flashing really quick there, and then it's going to be a cut, and you're just going to be like, "God." all absolutely flood them out in the corner.
What I was saying before the memory card cut out there. Other podcasts must have had this at the start. Like,
yeah, obviously, yeah.
Folk that fuck it up until we get it.
Yeah, yeah, motoring. Until you get it snappy.
Until we get an absolute, until we get a team behind us.
Yeah, yeah, until we get real bricks.
Yeah.
We have to iron our bricks sometimes.
Yeah, so I was talking about when he's in the scene at the end and that someone's left the door open to the room, adjacent room, and they've got a fully stocked
minibar. This is what I found stupid as fuck. That was the most stocked minibar. There was like $5,000 of beers in it shit. I was like, what kind of fucking minibar is this?
A huge amount. And I think it's cool when he takes the wee bottle of vodka out and he sniffs it and he opens it up and he puts the lid back on and just sticks it down. And then there's like a 5-second delay and he just sees hands swing back in and it's on.
Absolutely trashes the place.
He's got, he pulls, like, you wonder how pissed he actually gets because he wrenches the minibar from out of the wall.
The minibar's lying
on the floor with the
TV and
door broken off. Exactly. He goes to fucking town on this hotel room and tans everything in the minibar.
And they find him like passed out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blood all over
he smacked his head in the toilet.
Jesus Christ.
And then they're like, oh, fuck. Because the guy that his pals initially like that, right? I mean, we've got like 45 minutes to clean him up. And Don Cheadle's like, what the fuck? Look at the guy.
Yeah.
Like, just get some coffee into him. And then he's like, call John Goodman. Call John Goodman. And then Goodman comes in and basically gives him a smoke with coke in it.
Yeah. Take a second. I love the fact as well, by the way. You know, he comes in. That was my favorite scene when he's just like, right, you're going to have to coke your way up here now to get yourself right back up. And they basically tan a gram, the two of them. And then he goes, this is another one for later. You know, he'll need that too.
Yeah.
And then he goes, who's paying? That's 500 quid.
500 quid? I know. How good is this stuff? Like,
500 quid?
I know.
It was great acting when he starts coming back around. He kept going, oh, I'm back, baby. Yeah. And I was like, that's so funny.
Because I think we both have had... music festivals, I have had that a few times where I've woken up genuinely feeling like I've been killed. Like I've gone 12 rounds with Tyson the night before.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I cannot function this day. And then you go to the toilet, back the game, here we go. Like, it's amazing.
We can't condone it.
No.
We can't condone it.
But
that scene was like,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. What did he say? Yeah. It was my favorite line. I wrote it down here because I didn't want to forget. Nothing keeps a big dog down. Nothing keeps a big dog down. Got into his fucking hearing.
The hearing, but because it's quite sad at the end, because they do acknowledge, and it looks like he's going to get away with it, no bother, because she mentions the fact that the prosecutor mentions the fact that they have had these 10 best pilots and they couldn't do what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
She produces evidence about the screw, and then it's like a proper Columbo moment where she goes, just one more thing.
Yeah, she does.
We found. Two vodka bottles, which is cool. Earlier on, Don Cheadle says they found two vodka bottles. So we're going to try and pass it off that it was just the stewardess you were banging. Just say she was hers. And Denzel Washington goes, well, I've got to tell you, I'm amazed they found two because I drank three. But then they're basically trying to shift the blame on her. And that's when his conscience finally kicks in and goes, I cannot do this to this woman's legacy. Like, I cannot have her going out being this drunk bastard. That
I would have loved the film if he just went, yeah, it was that. She was torched.
It was her.
Lean into it. She was torched, Your Honor. She got that fucked up.
But I do love the way, it's my favourite bit of the film, when... She keeps saying, do you think her name's Trina? Do you think Trina was the one, in your opinion, was it Trina who drank those two vodka bottles? And then he keeps going, could you repeat the question? My what? My, your opinion? Is it your opinion? And then he goes, no. And then everyone goes, what? And he goes, because I drank the vodka. And he goes, I was drunk the morning. And he goes, I'm drunk right now.
Flip to them.
It was you.
Some random person on the committee. Oh, he is drunk now.
But that reminds me, I think it's The Simpsons. And because it is a cool line, because he says it so well, with like tears in his eyes, he goes, I'm drunk right now, I'm an alcoholic. But there's a scene in The Simpsons where I think it's like Mr. Burns is asking the employees at the power plant, has anyone been drinking at work? And everyone goes, yeah. And one wee guy in the back just goes, I'm drunk right now.
Excellent.
Exactly, I know. The same line.
Brilliant. And then it comes to him and he's in a penitentiary.
Yeah.
A jail for normal people. And he's like, he's chatting to all the inmates. And he's like, I'm finally free. But I think it was a really good wrap up with the kid.
Yeah.
The kid with the thing was a good scene. Like, because it could have been proper corny.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. I didn't think it was corny.
It's good the way he did it. But previously, Cheeto's talking about, he's saying like life imprisonment. He's like, there's four counts. It'll be four counts of manslaughter.
Yeah.
Because for some reason it doesn't count. The two crew don't count.
They knew what they were getting into.
That's what he basically said.
Talking as if they're a fucking Navy SEAL. Yeah, they knew they did a dangerous job. No, they didn't. Isn't that a fucking stewardess on a flight?
Pouring Pepsi into a plastic cup.
Yeah, then because he's been talking about, oh, it'll be four counts of manslaughter, so four lifetime terms. And then when he's talking to the other inmates, he's going, I mean, I've been here a year with you guys, and I'll probably be in here for another four or five. And you go, it's a hell of a discount he got in his sentence. Like, how much good behaviour has he got on him here?
He just tells the same story to all the inmates. That's what keeps chucking about. So I'm free now, even though I'm in here. I'm free now.
But
I wish her name was Nene.
What?
Because it'd be whipping Nene.
God.
Just keep that with you.
What I was gonna quickly ask you before we end up is, obviously when he's pissed, that's the best thing he's done. What's the best thing you've ever done when you've been pissed? Like not on that level of achievement, but what's a thing you've done where you've gone, I was really pissed, and the only reason I could have done that is because I was pissed.
Oh God!
Well, let me think about this.
I was thinking about the question last night, and I remembered the thing that is so childish that, but there was no way I'd ever have done it if I wasn't pissed.
Okay.
And my pals, it's like a proper me and my pals on our first lads' holiday remembering it, right?
Okay.
For some fucking reason, before we went on holiday, our first, me and my pal's holiday when we were about 17, for some reason we'd watched The Fly with Jeff Goldblum on the day before. So we kept going on about Brundlefly, right? And I kept going, Brundlefly, right? Fucking stupid shit. You'd do it to make your pals laugh. Like, so on the plane, like, Brundlefly, coming out of the toilet, Brundlefly. And there was one night we were fucking wrecked and we came out of a club in Greece, in Malia, and there was he wasn't a taxi driver, he was just a guy either driving to his work or driving home or something, but he was driving with both windows down, so it's only him in the car, and he's driving along like that, right, and I come out and go into his window and go, Brundlefly, but then decided to crawl all the way through his car, right, so I crawl over his lap, over the passenger seat.
You wouldn't have the confidence.
And then out the passenger window. And my pals are like that. Hey! And you're like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
That you would never have the confidence.
But it was one of those ones, like, he's a huge big Greek guy. And if it wasn't that out of the blue, he'd have leathered me. And quite rightly so.
Locked the car.
But the fact he's just sitting there going, is this happening? Is there a pissed guy yelling Brundlefly crawling through my car.
I hope it's driven him mental over the years. Yeah. He's currently in a padded room. Brundlefly. Brundlefly, what does it mean? And then you meet him.
He's 80 about to die.
Oh, I was just watched the film the day before. He's just devastated. My life meant nothing.
The rest of his life expecting Brundlefly to turn up again.
That'd be great if you could pay so many things if he's in an old woman's home, an old person's home, and then just be like, pay one of the people to just whisper it in his ear. They give him the pills.
Every night.
They give him the pills.
And they whisper it.
You drive the man to me. Like, what does it mean?
Can you think of one?
I don't think I would have been able to basically hospitalize Woff with alcohol during Kai Stag.
Oh,
the games of beer pong.
Oh, yeah.
An old story where I just kept like, because it was pure confidence.
Aye.
Like, if I was sober trying to do it, and I've tried it before, and I've done it since with beer pong, but I just hit every single one going, because all they were doing was doing like, anytime you threw something, you'd be doing like a cool line.
Yeah,
and
then
nailing it.
Yes.
You know, did you see me doing it in the bowling?
Yeah.
If I'm not hammered, I will kill myself right now. Unless I have to be a certain level of hammered, and then I will pull it out.
That's the thing. I'm better at pool when I'm hammered.
See, this is let your inhibitions go. You're better. Yeah. You're better at potting balls.
Yeah, better at driving.
Do you know what's my toxic trait? I reckon I could land that plane.
Now we know how to do it.
There's well, that's chance. It. I just barrel roll the fucking plane.
That's what we'll do.
That's like that guy that stole the one.
Yeah, that's another one I'm going to put in the bank for Patreon special when we get a Patreon together.
Yeah,
we'll both go to a simulator.
Oh, and that would go be
put us in a situation where we're going to crash a plane.
There's a crash simulator in Edinburgh.
Is there?
Yeah.
Right, we've got to do it, man.
Yeah, it's one of those century ones. You know, like they do the actual simulator what an actual plane crash would be like.
Oh yes, is that? I was going to ask you as well. In Dublin, is that sports place still there? Maybe we went once and played all the sports.
Yeah, it should be. We should do
that. I was trying to find out. That was fucking class.
I can't remember what that is, but
the one you hammered me at was the shooting. Like just anything with a rifle, you fucking like.
It's like when we did Sloss's Stag too. I hit like 27 out of 30 clay pigeons. They're like, oh, it's in the blood. It's in the blood, isn't it?
Class film.
Yeah, good film.
Boring in the middle, but
I feel like
brilliant.
At this stage now, you've supplied the good films.
I've
supplied the core in Final Destination. You supplied Lockstock and
The Sting,
and Kelly's Hero, and Flight. And fucking, what other shite? I had one or two good ones. I have two DVDs with me.
Right.
And they're over there. So what I'm going to do is, instead of choosing...
Do you want me to pass the bag?
Just dip your finger in when you feel it and go, it'd be great if I had just a big bag of cum or something there. And just choose whatever one.
Okay.
Right. Oh,
no. Oh, yes.
Yes, a good one.
That's a good one. Right. Okay, Battle Royale. Excellent.
I found Battle Royale in a charity shop, and I was like, I can't not pick it.
Oh, superb. Our first foreign language film.
Yeah, our first foreign language film. An absolute classic.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be the best of my films I've...
That's absolute class.
So we're going for Battle Royale next.
Excellent. Excellent. Keep getting in touch. Review helps us with the algorithm and all that shit. And then check out any of our stuff. My tour dates are all on the link tree as well.
And all that shit.
Apart from that, aye. But I need to go and pick up the kids. So
that's fair enough.
Yeah. See you next week. Bye-bye. Bye.